One man the candidates want to look good for in the debates today and tomorrow. His name, Brian Duffy. He's the editorial cartoonist for the Des Moines Register. Day-to-Day's Alex Cohen has this profile.
The Des Moines Register building looks a lot like the Daily Planet. You know, it's the newspaper from the Superman movies. There are old-school mail chutes built into the wall, and in the lobby, a massive 150-pound globe slowly rotating round and round. Brian Duffy says when he landed the editorial cartoonist job here 23 years ago, he was thrilled.
It's a real plum position as far as I was concerned because it was the only one at the time that had the cartoon on the front page. Most newspapers years ago had their cartoonists on their front page, and we were the only ones and still are the only ones to do that.
Duffy's cartoons appear 5 days a week. They start off as penciled scribbles on scratch paper, then they're fleshed out with fountain pen and India ink.
When I get an image and I don't know where it comes from, it is like that, you know, that cartoon-like light bulb that goes on above your head. I mean, all of a sudden I'll see, well, I'll have, you know, George Bush over here and Iraq over here or the Congress over here, and I'll see these things.
What have you been drawing recently? Take a look.
Politics. Politics, politics, politics. All caucus stuff for the most part.
Let's see, Duffy wades through a thick stack of recent cartoons and pulls out one of Mike Huckabee as a scrawny David, clocking a Goliath-like Mitt Romney in the head with a stone. He says the cartoon works because the image conveys a lot without having to rely on captions.
It's an apt description also because he's moved up by using the social conservatives and the Christian conservatives as his base, which you can do in the Iowa caucuses because the majority of the people that show up for the caucuses are people that are very dedicated, and those are usually the ones on, I'm not going to say the fringe, but they're the ones that have very strong opinions on one side or the other on different subjects.
How much fun is it to draw Mitt Romney's hair? He's got that amazing hair.
Yeah, but it's still second to Ronald Reagan. I mean, you know, Ronald Reagan's hair was one of a kind. And, you know, I used a lot of ink on when I drew his hair, and of course he did too. And it's a lot of fun to draw most of them.
Behind Duffy's desk is a corkboard filled with photographs of the candidates and images he sketches when candidates come in to meet with editors at the Des Moines Register newsroom.
The first couple of times it'll do a caricature of somebody, it'll look a lot like that person. And then as I become more comfortable with the way they look, then I'll start to stretch their face out like a rubber mask, which is what a caricature is anyway.
For example, Duffy says, this election season, it's all about Barack Obama's ears, Rudy Giuliani's forehead, Fred Thompson's big, rubbery face. His words, not mine.
I don't look at them as a person. It really sounds cold and impersonal, but for an individual to be able to draw somebody and see them just as a set of issues, that's the best way of doing it. If you know somebody too well, then you're going to want to pull your punches. And as an editorial cartoonist, that's not what you can do.
Today, Brian Duffy says he hopes to pen at least a dozen cartoons over the next 48 hours at the Des Moines Register debates. Alex Cohen, NPR News, Des Moines.
To see an animated version of a Brian Duffy cartoon taking shape, go to our website, npr.org.